Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the necessity of jihad and the virtues of striving morning and evening. So today we do a hadith like we did a hadith yesterday, which showed the spirit of Sahaba, that how much they would sacrifice and how much they would give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yesterday we did the hadith with 70 qurra, 70 hafidhul Quran, huffaz, out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all became shaheed. And their day was such that they would bring water and leave it at the Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so people could use. They would gather firewood, they would sell it, they would feed the people of Suffa. At night they would be learning and teaching Quran Sharif. So this was their condition, and they went out and they passed away in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what was their last words just before they could pass away? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that their last words got retained. It got preserved so that today we can take the words, their last words before they passed away. This was the spirit, the desire. Allah Ta'ala grant us that love and that desire also. That desire and that love to please Allah Ta'ala and to please Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So their last words, as we did yesterday, is, "Oh Allah, convey our message to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we have met you. We are pleased with you and you are pleased with us." So that was their last words. Despite them being so much their whole lives, the last words, we must please Allah Ta'ala, Allah must be happy with us. Convey this message to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be happy with us. That we are doing whatever we're doing, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be happy with us. We're not going to claim any accolades for whatever we did. We became huffaz, we became qurra in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now we're becoming shaheed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the main factor that is worrying us is that Allah must be happy with us and we must be happy with Allah ta'ala. And oh Allah, convey this message to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today's hadith also shows us that spirit and that love that Sahaba had. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that my uncle Anas ibn Nadhar radiallahu anhu was not present for the battle of Badr. And he said, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I was absent from the first battle in which you fought against the mushrikeen." So Hazrat Anas ibn Nadhar was the uncle of Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu. So the uncle also name was Anas, and the nephew's name was also Anas. So Anas, the nephew, is narrating that my uncle Hazrat Anas ibn Nadhar radiallahu anhu, he was absent from the battle of the Badr. Battle of Badr, we know it was not compulsory. Those that wanted to join Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they joined. But this hurt him so much, that had such an impact on him, that I missed this opportunity of going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask ourselves, this was something that was optional at that time, but the battle of Badr. We ask ourselves, we are missing out so many farais. Our namazes are going sometimes. We're not giving our zakat. So many other things we are doing that are wrong. Does it affect us in any way? So here he missed something that was optional, but it affected him so much that he said, "Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I was absent from the first battle in which you fought against the mushrikeen. If Allah gives me the opportunity to fight the mushrikeen," in other words, if now I get the chance, if I get the opportunity to fight the mushrikeen, "Allah will show what I will do." In other words, he made a firm resolution what he will do. In other words, he'll give himself up completely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, "Allah will show what I will do." When the battle of Uhud took place, the Muslims were exposed when a group of them had left their posts. So he said, Hazrat Anas ibn Nadhar radiallahu anhu said, "Oh Allah, I ask you to excuse what these people, Muslims, have done." In other words, they have left their post. What they have done, "Oh Allah, I'm asking you to excuse them, to forgive them for what they have done. And I absolve myself from these people, the mushrikeen." The mushrikeen, they are attacking the Muslims. "Oh Allah, I absolve myself from what these people are doing." He then advanced, and as Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu met him, so he said, "Oh Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, by the Lord of the Kaaba, I desire Jannat. I can smell the fragrance from a place closer than the Mount of Uhud." They were fighting at the Battle of Uhud. The mountain was right there. But he said, "I can smell the fragrance of Jannah from even closer than where this mountain of Uhud is." Allah Ta'ala had blessed him. He could smell that. Such desire he had, Allah Ta'ala had gifted him at that moment. He could smell that fragrance of Jannah coming. Hazrat Sa'd radiallahu anhu said, "Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I was unable to do what he did." Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, the nephew who is narrating, he says that we found him with more than 80 sword strikes, spear stabs and arrow shots. We found that he had been killed and that the mushrikeen had mutilated his body. None could recognize him except his sister, who looked at his fingertips. In other words, when he missed the battle of Badr, this hurt him so much, it affected him so much, that when he got his chance in the battle of Uhud, he fought with such valor and such vigor that even though his body was completely finished, it didn't stop him at all, right up to the point that there was no life left in his body. He was struck with more than 80 sword strikes, spear stabs and arrow shots. We found that his body had been killed and the mushrikeen had mutilated his body. No one could recognize him except his sister, who looked at his fingertips. Sister who knew what his fingertips looked like, she recognized that this is Hazrat Anas ibn Nadhr radiallahu anhu. The nephew reporting saying, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu says, we believe that this verse was revealed with regard to him. What verse was that? من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر. Amongst the believers are the men who are true to Allah Ta'ala, are true to the pledge which they made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From amongst them are those that have gone out in the path of Allah Ta'ala, and from amongst them are those that are still waiting for the opportunity to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what lesson we made here is that, what lesson we learned from here, is that pledge that he made to Allah Ta'ala, he didn't sacrifice that pledge even an inch. Allah Ta'ala give us also that tawfiq, inshallah. We make a pledge to Allah Ta'ala that we'll give up all the sins and we'll give up everything that's haram. And Allah, whatever you want us to do, we're happy to do it. Even if it means us giving our lives, we're happy to give it for your sake. This should be the pledge that we give Allah Ta'ala. And then thereafter, wholeheartedly, we should try and fulfill it to the best of our ability. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, any big night comes, normally we wait for a program and then we wait for Isha and then delay. The moment the azan of Maghrib is called out, already the big night has started. So from that point onwards, we should try and take advantage. Don't waste time between Maghrib Salah and Isha Salah, after that, etc. At the bare minimum what we can do, if a person is working, he's tired, etc. At the bare minimum what he must do is get all his Salah with Jama'ah in the Masjid, his Maghrib Salah, his Isha Salah. Read a few rakats of Salah after Isha, make niyat of Tahajjud. Allah Ta'ala gives him the tawfiq, he wakes up before Fajr, also read some Tahajjud, read his Fajr Salah with Jama'ah. At the bare minimum, he doesn't miss his Salah with Jama'ah. And if he gets anything in between, that is a bonus. May Allah give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil